Hey guys!
Welcome back to another episode, episode 5.
Episode 5.
I have a bone to pick with you guys.
A bone?
2,000 of you watched that video and you did not leave comments.
Only eight of you left comments. Yeah, what's going on there, guys?
It's actually 9.
Nine.
Yeah, but I'm gonna give you a moment
to be fair.
Go and comment, to like, and to subscribe, because if we don't tell you lots, you're not gonna do it. So we're just gonna give you 5 seconds.
Are they gonna do it then?
Don't blame me for this. Yeah. Moment of silence.
Are they dead, bro? What the fuck?
Are they dead?
You can't be silent.
But I do, yeah? Whoever did that right now.
Anyways, moving on. Let's actually get straight into the video. You apparently have a question to ask us.
It's going to be a random one today.
If you put the pressure on me, then I'm not going to be able to conduct my words properly.
Fulfill her promise.
Okay, today's a random one. It's currently 11:25, 26, so we're not putting too much into it. But yeah, okay, cool. I wanted to ask you that question, yeah?
Go on.
Why is my mic so far? Okay. Like, around... Okay, I don't even know what age. When you were younger... Even now, I don't know how much of a weirdo you lot are now. But when you were younger,
Speaking of, have you ever...
Because this is going to lead on to my second question, yeah?
Okay.
Have you ever, like, applied for a TV show, whether it be on CBBC, CBB...
Oh my God, I applied for Temple Run.
I knew you lot did something.
I did Blue Peter.
Yay! Are you kidding?
Blue Peter!
How did you not... I mean, not Temple Run, that's the app.
I was thinking... Well, I was bugging.
What's that game with the monkeys and, like, you
Ninja.
Collect... You collect the
Jungle
thing.
Run!
Jungle Run! You didn't hit my lip, that's fine.
Sorry.
That's fine.
That's what should have
You can't tell me that show didn't look so lit.
Yeah, I don't think I would have ever been allowed.
Did you think that you were going to get on it?
But you know what?
Are you trying to see Scott Run?
Okay.
I'm just here for the
story. But if they asked me now, go on Blue Peter, then I would go on it. So now.
But you wouldn't be able to. Anyways,
they would ask me. They would ask me. If they knew who I was, they would ask me.
All right, okay. Cocky, okay. Courtney over there.
Okay. But Blue Peter, though, was trying to think of badge. Got you into anywhere. Thought Park, you're in.
Yeah, it was actually getting you
out. Wait, Lindsay, you're in.
What? No, what I did Blue Peter. Like, you know how... I didn't apply to go on the show, but you know how, like...
You have to write a letter?
No, yeah, and they would read certain ones out. Yeah. Or you would write a poem.
Yeah,
and they would
read or a piece of ones. Artwork
Can
or something.
Can I give you a fun fact about me, actually?
Go on.
In year six, yeah, we had, like, a... I think I've told you about this before. I want to tell them. In year six, we had, a poem... I don't know what to call it.
Oh, you told me this already.
Like, and it was a national one, yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Said, you know, national. Yeah, national. There's a lot of kids involved. Anyways,
got
I won.
Writing our feelings.
I was one of them that won. Respect my story.
Okay.
Anyways, I was one of the people that won, and actually only about 50 people won nationally, and we all got put in a book. And I still, I don't remember the book.
Really?
Name, so the thing, yeah.
Yeah,
guess
we
what
do
was
that
about?
That's
a big deal. I know. Guess what it was about?
Whoa.
Anger.
Why were you angry?
I don't know. I just wrote about anger.
Do you remember
I need to find
anything?
This book. Wallahi,
do you remember anything in the poem?
Yeah. That's all I remember that. It was about
no lines,
anger.
You remember
no,
lines
of course
from it.
Not. I don't even remember a lot of things. Okay.
Okay, so what you're trying to tell me now is that story was irrelevant because you don't remember
so
anything.
So we have actually...
But
so
you apply for BB...
An award-winning poet.
Images.
We have
that's
an award-winning
bad.
Poet amongst
us. Yeah, thank
us.
You, man. Anyway, so that's leading on to my next question, yeah?
What's your next question?
So my next question was, if you could go on a game show today, which one would it be? Because there's so not even a game show, but a TV show.
I know.
Yes, go teacher, on. Yep.
The Cube.
I was going to say The Cube!
Really?
What's wrong with
I didn't even think of that.
The Cube looks so
cute. Oh my God.
I could do that.
Or, what's that thing called fucking... What's that thing with the big bouncy balls?
So it's a wipeout!
Now I would rather go on the Cube.
Countdown, because Countdown was actually childhood.
I love Countdown!
But I can't like 8 out of 10
Best of everything!
No, guys.
No one's going on the series.
Why are you not lying there? Because if you're on the TV show, you would want to be in Big Brother.
Nah, I
can't lie.
Why am I sleeping on TV?
Deep the name of the fucking channel.
Oh, Diary.
Yeah, Big Brother.
If it was a Muslim Big Brother, I'm there.
No.
But other than...
What does that mean?
She said she wants to be with the kids.
No.
Stop.
I ain't sleeping.
Muslim Big Brother would sound mad though, because why are there Muslim men and Muslim females in a house together?
Are you wearing a hijab when you're sleeping?
But why would you want to go on if it's non-Muslim?
What are you talking about?
I ain't sleeping amongst Stacey and Kevin.
She's sleeping with that bio.
No. So you basically mean a female only like Muslim.
Yeah, like I'm saying if it was halal.
Hey, there's still a camera there.
Huh?
Did he say a female?
Oh, are still watching. As in Big Brother.
Guys, you know what I deep as well, guys? Guess what? Guess what? Wait, hold that thought. That's quite rude.
Sorry, just hold it, yeah? You know, hold the chat. You know that game with that woman with the glasses and the short hair and you have to flip the board and like she says,
weakest link, goodbye.
It's literally called you are the weakest link. Is it not called weakest link?
That's crazy.
Is it not called weakest link?
I think so, but listen though, guys, you know what I found out? You know in Love Island and like the Big Brother and all that stuff, yeah? They've got cameras in the toilets, but they don't actually use it. What's that about?
Isn't that illegal? But then again, it's in Spain. So it might not be illegal there.
No, but what's that about though? Because apparently they don't use it, but in case... But in case like there's like arms in the toilets or like something.
I'm guessing
like...
But
why are you still recording me in the toilet though?
I don't know. Maybe because something could happen in the toilet and there could be no backup. And they're responsible.
No, but just deep it though. There's like an ongoing recording. What the fuck's wrong there?
Carla, what's going on there?
She's like,
DJ. No, but there's actually an ongoing recording of the like of the bathroom. And deep it. Cool, no one checks it.
Controversial.
No one checks it, but isn't that mad?
Yeah, that's mad.
I was still thinking about the cube. Sorry, while you're talking. But you know how like they have
As you can see, I was interrupted about 3 times. They weren't really listening to what I was saying, so it's going to be the do an ash shift from now on.
Yeah, girl, that's
what we've got. I stopped to listen, babe. I don't know what you're talking about.
Babe, the door's open.
The door's locked, fine. anyway.
Hey, hold my hand on the table.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Anyways, Phillip Schofield, shout me out, like, I'm there, innit?
Nah, Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel?
What?
That's a talk show.
Yeah, I love them shows. I said any show. Okay, but go on camera.
You said game show.
And then I said, actually, scrap that any show.
Like TV show?
Yeah.
Why didn't you pick Vampire Diaries?
Why would I want to be on Vampire... What?
Why did you pick like...
That's a bit of you.
Money Heist?
Why would I... What? I'm talking about...
But you are an actor in Pasaitis. You are an actor. Insano.
Not a Netflix series. Why are you talking
about
that?
I have a question, guys.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, would you rather, yeah?
Yeah, I would rather.
Okay, so she would rather. No, but guys, what's worse, yeah? Wearing black socks and white trainers or... White socks and black trainers.
See, this question here is going to actually trigger some people in the room.
Because one girl...
What?
She's always on my
hair. Every single one of you has worn black socks...
I can say what lie I haven't. I can say what...
white socks with black trainers.
Well, yeah, well, at least once in your life. I've worn white socks with black trainers, but I've covered it.
Yeah, if it's covered, then
I never wear black socks with white trainers.
I can't let like, if
it's a motive. Aisha
Farah. What? I'm saying...
Why are you wearing black...
Why are you wearing
white trainers? And then you roll up the jeans so we can see the
clothes. What are you talking about? She's trying to at me, but there's no act to be made. Anyways, no, I've never done that in my life on an actual motive, but I would do it to Tesco. Who gonna check me?
No, I wouldn't do Tesco.
That's your worker.
Never like deep, bro.
I'd rather wear like slippers or like sliders than do that. I can't lie.
Slippers and sliders.
What's the difference?
Slippers and sliders. Right now. Can I ask you a lot of questions?
Now.
Shut up, man. Because there's this whole like consensus here on TikTok here that like trios or like threes can't be friends. Like, what's that about?
Can't I saw that on Twitter, not really.
And even though I can't really be saying that because we are arguing a lot in this podcast.
No. We want to get down to it. Who started that?
Who started
conspiracy?
That?
Conspiracy. Where did it stem from? Who fed into it? Yeah. Who's lying to you? Like,
what? If you have toxic friends, leave that friend group.
It doesn't matter if
they're
you're
not
one.
Good for you.
It doesn't matter if black and white.
Or three.
Or even four.
Yeah.
Or maybe even single.
But don't project your insecurities onto the world. Because we don't feel the same as you.
That's facts.
You know, you sound like... You sound like... you sound like American Siri. Well, no, you sound like American Siri.
Alexa.
You do!
You sound like Alexa!
Do that again!
Do it again! Do it again!
Do it again now!
Why is she wheezing?
Alexa.
Nah, dry.
So you can't even do stuff twice.
So happens when you gas her up.
Break my neck.
Bring it down then.
Don't do that, it's gonna start sinking.
Cinco de Janeiro.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
Taco
Tuesday!
Sorry, I tried to
chime
in.
Hey, carry on.
There's some quick fire questions that I found on Reddit. If you lot don't know about Reddit,
it's basically a reaction video without
like
a video.
I feel like people here don't know about it in the UK.
Hey, I got Ed.
True. It is a bit of an old one.
I got Ed and Satcha on camera, so I've got to make sure you guys
get it.
I said
anyway, do you know what?
carry on.
Listen, okay. though, I don't think anyone in the UK knows what I like about Reddit.
Not the new kids, anyway.
The new kids.
Reddit is basically like...
It's a thread page, basically. Yeah. People put stories and posts and opinions and whatever.
It's
not,
like Twitter, but not Twitter. If that makes sense. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. I've got an interesting question. Okay, so, listen, this is
Get
a scenario.
In it. I don't think you're in it. Oh, you was not in it, but yeah, really? Go on.
Like I said, I think you're in it, to be honest.
I know you are, you are. Anyways, listen, this is a scenario, yeah? You've got 10 minutes. 10 minutes on the clock.
Where's the clock?
Yeah, it's timing you.
Okay.
You're now at 9:59, 9:58.
Oh, shit! Like, tell me that I got
you
time!
You have to hide. Spit in my face.
To me or her?
You.
Oh, shit. Oh. Crack a smiley little.
Quick, man, you only got 19 minutes.
You got 10 minutes. Shush, man, you got 10 minutes to hide a pen from a detective. If he doesn't find it, you get £1 million. Where are you going to hide it?
In my butt crack.
Where are we? Detective.
In my butt crack.
Listen. First place he's going to check.
Listen. Shit. Where's the context? Where am I? Like,
yeah,
am I in a
am
room?
At home.
Like, what's the context?
Yeah, you're at home.
I'm at home.
But you can hide it anywhere. This is the point. You have anywhere. 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes to hide it anywhere. Where are you hiding it?
In a toaster. Because he would never have a look in there because...
Nah, fire, that can easily get detected.
Electrocution.
Like electricity.
As in with the metal detector. Okay. So where I'm going to hide it is...
Flipping out, Aisha.
I would hide it in the toilet, I was saying.
I think, can I get rid of it?
I can't, like, you're going to need
it. Yeah, I need that pen, mate. I need that pen. Okay, where are you?
Bury it in the garden, maybe?
No, Aisha, come on, man.
Why not?
Dogs.
Do I have a cat? Sipping. Do I have a cat? I'm going to put it in my cat's mouth. I'll make it swallow it, and then you can just take it back out.
Shit out.
I'm sick.
Your cat might die from that.
Die. What's wrong with you?
And you died with a pen in you that I need for later. Oh, that's great.
No, but imagine you can't get it back.
RSPCA?
Exactly. What the
Come collect her.
How are you?
Well, your cat's still missing me.
Animal cruelty.
Where's Archie?
He should actually. I mean, she should.
Okay, but you stole a cat and five of his kittens. So what now?
It's actually four.
RSPCA.
But did
she stole a cat? She stole a cat.
This got deep.
She stole a cat.
Where's
guys.
Archibald?
Okay, where's the owner? Where's the owner?
Guys, she named her cat Archibald.
Okay, and she let it leave and it never came back.
Yeah, but honestly, I've had him for about 5 years. It's been a good run, man.
Babe, 5 years is not enough. It's gone forever.
It's been a good run, though.
Archibald.
I don't mind.
Listen, moving on.
Archibald, if you're listening to this right now,
suck your mother.
Okay.
No, anyway, don't do that, Archie. Next. Anyways, you all lost £1 million. Well done, yeah?
Okay, but you put it in a flipping ground outside, idiot. That's the first thing they sell in the garden.
They've literally got dog sniffers that will sniff out the pen. So now what?
Yeah.
At least sniff out pen. And they sniff out drugs on that, not pens.
They can do what they like.
Yeah.
Right, moving on, bruv.
Yeah. Tell us in the comments what you're doing, by the way, as we go along. Yeah.
Me must sound dumb to them.
Describe to me, the type of person, the average person, or what's a person you can find at every single Tesco? Like, a specific type of person.
The old lady with the... What's that bike called again? The little... What's that thing called? Those e-scooters?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
e-scooters riding around. Definitely one of them.
A Somali auntie.
Oh.
Spot me.
You've got a Somali kid, who's got about 5 bags of shopping, about 5 milks,
and they're carrying that. And the truck that they have to push with it home.
That was Aisha, huh?
That was you as well sometimes.
That wasn't me.
Oh, my God.
That one's so deep.
When did you realise that you're officially not young anymore?
That's so deep.
Probably when I hit 22.
No, like this. What?
No.
You're asking me a question and you're laughing. I'm like, what?
She said, yeah, my age. That's the basic answer.
Okay.
That's what I realised.
Okay, listen to my answer is probably when I started to translate. You know them documents? Them documents that, like, you know them documents, bro? From the government. Documents from the government.
Hey, not moment of silence.
When I started translating with my mum.
You ain't been doing that.
I said that's when I realised I'm not young anymore. Are you right?
Focus on the question you're asking.
That's what she's trying to say. But that doesn't mean you're not young.
When I was young, I realised I wasn't young anymore. Are you right? When I was like 7, 8, I realised I wasn't young anymore. I realised I'm actually a big woman.
But you're not.
But I thought I was.
Aisha, you answer a question. She's allowed to answer.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry, not satisfied with answer.
Okay, so what's your answer then?
She's asking
a question. I don't actually have an answer.
There we go.
Anyways, moving on. What is something that really pisses you off, like grinds your gears?
You.
Wallahi, Aisha, man.
You.
Being attacked the same episode. That's my
next flipping question.
Guys, you don't understand why we attack her, like.
Yeah, bro.
Fucking hell. Carry on.
Goodness me.
You look down.
Get to the next question right now. Quick.
Wrap it up, man.
Quick.
What celebrity death hit you the hardest?
Michael Jackson. 100%.
Michael Jackson.
I remember that day so clearly.
Celebrity death?
I was in year 5 and it was snowing. And we all found out he was dead.
I'll be honest, I went about my day. I was in year six, right?
Yeah.
I was year five.
I think it was year five. I remember.
Yeah, I went about my day, I'll be honest.
What small thing screams, I'm rich?
What?
An inheritance.
Like,
that's not a small thing, though. That's really big. What's like?
Are we talking about materialistic things or just like?
I was going to say like anything diamond related, like on your chain.
That's materialistic. And that's not really small. But it is physically small. It's tiny. It's physically small.
Ooh, like something like. Never asking for the price of something.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you meant? I thought you meant physically small.
Nah. Like
smallest diamond.
When you ask someone how much was that, oh, I don't know. I didn't check.
I actually don't remember. I didn't check the price.
In hell, how rich are you?
Or so like with her eyes, live life, no worry about the price.
Even if someone snaps, yeah.
What did you look? What did you see?
What are some skinny guys' problems no one talks about?
What are some skinny girls' tiger?
No. But Can I actually say something, guys?
I'm
why are skinny guys obsessed with thick girls?
Oh, skinny guys?
Yeah,
oh.
I said guys.
Why are they obsessed with like,
that's
thick?
A story for
you,
the Somalis.
You can't carry them, bro. You can't carry them.
Controversial.
What are you trying to do? No, but it's true. What are some skinny guys' problems no one talks about? The problem is you want a thick gal that you can't carry.
No. Yeah, I can't have thick if you're not thick yourself.
If you are sat at home right now, triggered, you might be that skinny
guy. Go and lift some weights.
Lift some weights.
Focus on leg day today, maybe even arm day.
Focus on gym membership, yeah?
Yep. Mm. Please do go. Yep, please. Your gym.
On behalf of all females, please do go.
What's another gym? Yeah. Oh, Daniels.
David Lloyd.
David Lloyd. Yep.
Aww, what's another one?
What's a red flag that you need to find a new job?
Take the wheel, babe. Go on.
If there is no motivation, you would rather stay in bed than go
this
to a job.
Resonates
that's
with
pretty
Aisha.
Much every job, yeah. If you get there and you're already tired. If you hate every single one of your co-workers, no offense if they're watching this, because I like some of you lot, but...
No, she doesn't. I'll tell you like that for free. She doesn't.
I do, guys. I do watch my... a lot of things. No, maybe. What else?
Don't ask us. We're still at our jobs.
Hello? So you don't like your job?
No, I don't mind it.
I mean, you do like your job.
I don't mind it, I'm going to be honest.
Shout out to everyone at my job.
Lying
for
your teeth.
No,
I don't mind it.
If you offer my job, shout out to you. I'm joking. Hold on, I'm joking. Carry on. Next question.
It's okay, Aisha, to hate your job. Right? It's actually fine.
It's actually okay. I can't lie. Aisha's actually been there 4 years, so it makes sense. We haven't been at our job for very long.
Yeah, man.
So it makes sense to be sick and tired, yeah?
Next Reddit question.
Next.
Get on with it.
Ooh, what's a TV show that ended too early?
Money Heist. Even though it's not ended, but it's ending already too early.
It's only four seasons in.
Yeah, exactly.
It hasn't ended though.
I know, but
as in, we're talking about things that have actually like ended.
Oh my god, if somebody remembers this
Charmed.
Show.
Charmed.
What?
Calm down.
Calm down.
About Charmed, yeah? Calm She's watching down. Kids Bop.
Yeah, literally calm down. Not Charmed.
What?
Okay? It's called The Tomorrow People. If you know, you know. Only real ones know, but that show ended too early. It's from high school, but anyway.
One Tree Hill.
Fake.
Did you guys watch One Tree Hill?
I didn't actually.
You missed
One
out.
Tree Hill, 90210.
90210!
Never seen it.
Ended way too early, man.
Was it on Five Star or some shit? Some next flipping channel. Never watched that in my life.
It wasn't on Five Star.
What is it on?
What a Fox Five Star?
Like one of them dead channels at the end.
It was on back in the day.
Yeah, and it comes back on right now.
Come back on. What's it, Five Star?
Five Star.
Taking notes.
Listen, what's something that newer generations will never understand? Playing outside.
Playing outside. Knocking on the door. Oh, can we look outside?
Not having a plan, but coming out and then coming back in until sunset. Well, I didn't wear that properly, but you know what I mean.
All my days. No, guys, jumping over fence, see friends' gardens.
Babe, I think you was the only one. Back to what I was saying.
Come on. Dumb. Fences, no? Well, lie, guys, I've got a scar on my arm from the fence.
She ain't got a garden.
She ain't got a fence.
Let's take the fact
I have both. Thank you.
Joking.
But there's a lot of things. Technology's consumed the newer generation.
Yeah.
And so you
no
guys,
outside.
Even YouTube, I can't lie. Like the old YouTube.
Yeah.
The old.
Zoella,
old
YouTube. Marky Butt Butt.
Oh my god.
Tyler Oakley.
Oh my god. Don't get any better than that.
Tyler Oakley. Oakley, Tyler Oakley.
What about 100 Teeth?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Was Tyler Oakley the gay one?
Yeah, he was. He was.
What's his friend?
Tyler Oakley.
Marcus Butler. Did you say
Marcus Butler?
Marcus
Butler on the track. We already said that.
So Noah! Noah!
What are the twins called?
Noah Griffin.
Huh? Fuck off, man. Who the fuck is Noah Griffin?
No, I got the wrong.
That's the wrong
Griffin?
That's literally TikTok name.
What was his name?
She was one wrong generation. She's Gen Z.
No, what was his shows. Name?
The Madcon boys.
The twins. Madcon boys.
Oh, the twins. Vine. Are you dumb? Nash Greer.
Nash Greer. Nash.
Congratulations on your kid, Nash. He doesn't fucking watch this, but anyways.
F.
F. Anyway, next.
Actually, no, that's a bit morbid. No, man.
How long have you been?
Guys,
imagine hiccuping as a man.
Come on now, that's a bit.
Nah.
Human it.
Nah.
Yeah, man,
imagine hiccuping. Okay. Imagine hiccuping as a man, though. Like, imagine being mid.
I shall get a grip!
What do you want me to do?
Ah!
Good girl.
Well done. Anyway.
Fate always.
Oh my god.
She's holding him for dear life.
What's something you know because of a job that most people don't know?
What? Let it
out. How to fucking have the audacity, yeah?
Let it go. Let it go. Let's actually wrap it up though. Guys, we're just going to see you. Hey, come. We need to wrap this up. Babies.
I actually zoned out. Well, I have zoned out.
Okay.
All right. So, guys, we're sorry we gave you such a messy video today.
Actually, I think we should give them a bit more. Personally,
no, it's going to end in 2 minutes.
Oh, sorry, lads.
We're sorry for the
message. Just know that I tried.
Just know that she tried, I tried, and she tried. So
she didn't use that much.
It's been your boy, Muna.
It's been your boy, Dua.
Oh,
oh, you do it. You idiot. You meant to say Aisha's name.
See, you guys, I'm always the one left out. You know when that person said the three people in the friendship group that gets left out?
It's me. Here we go.
It's been your boy, Aisha.
To be honest, I feel like it's me. This whole episode, you love. It's been your boy Aisha.
Shut the fuck up, you victim.
Shut that shit off. Mic drop.
Anyway, you guys, we'll be back subscribe. Next Friday. Same time. Like, comment,
guys.
And subscribe.
Aisha, leave it. Subscribe.
Why should I?
Subscribe, do all that good stuff. Also, guys, comment because no one's commented. And yeah, bye. Bye. See ya.